Moses led the people of Israel through the wilderness for 40 years, and this was thousands of years ago. Even then, men never asked their wives for directions.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
It's time for a few stories from church, stories that I think will make you smile. Not all stories you hear about church are true. I heard about two boys who were walking home after hearing the preacher talk about the devil. One said to the other, "What do you think about the devil?" The other boy replied, "Well, remember how Santa Claus turned out? It's probably just your dad." Well, that was a clever little joke, but here are seven pastors' accounts that are certifiably true. I'm not making these up. A five-year-old was sitting in the congregation playing with an iPad as I preached my sermon. Somehow, my voice triggered Siri, and she responded loudly, "I do not understand what you are saying." Story two, my young daughter escaped from her mother while I was preaching. She ran up to me and climbed inside the pulpit and stayed there for the entire sermon. While there, she proceeded to untie my shoestrings. Sounds like a little girl who loves her daddy. Another pastor says, my father-in-law was preaching on Mother's Day when slowly but surely bugs began flying at him. Next thing you know, termites began flying and swarming. Everyone had to run to escape the building. When it was all over, the church looked like a blanket of snow on the inside. Sounds like one of the 10 plagues. Story number four. One time I was preaching on a Sunday morning and forgot to turn my cell phone off. It started ringing halfway through my sermon. I pulled it out to answer and said, "Yes, Lord." After much laughter, I finished my message. Here's another. My wife went into labor in the middle of my sermon. Apparently, she tried to hold out until the end, but then the senior pastor came up and said to me, "I think it's time to go." Who said a pastor's life was boring? A drunken man entered the sanctuary carrying a baseball bat, hurling obscenities, and threatening the pastor because no one answered his call to the office the day before. A deacon with a black belt in karate approached him, shook his hand, and asked if they could talk outside. Thankfully, the man complied. He was arrested, and later the deacon visited him in jail and invited him back to the church. The people embraced him, prayed for him, and he remained a regular attender until his death a few years later. It's great to see God's grace in action, isn't it? Speaking of grace, here's our last story from a pastor. A two-year-old got away from his parents during our service and ran up and gave me a hug while I was teaching. I stooped down, reciprocated, picked him up, and kept preaching with the little one on my hip until the service ended. He was quiet and happy as a clam. That reminds me of the time I spoke at a banquet near Toronto, Ontario, where 72 nations were represented. Suddenly, a small child wriggled from the grip of his parents and dashed onto the stage, stealing the show. What would you do? I tried not to panic. The boy wrapped his tiny arms around my leg, hugged me, and wouldn't let go. I said, "Thank you. I have had fruit thrown at me on stage, but never this. God bless you, little boy." I learned later that he was a Syrian refugee, that his parents didn't speak much English, but they understood kindness and grace and the universal language of laughter. I go to church now partly because the Bible tells me not to neglect doing so, and because I need to be with God and other believers who are finding joy in the unexpected and messy seasons of life. I can't promise that things will get as interesting as they did during the stories I've been telling you, but I hope you'll join me at church. Don't wait for the hearse to take you there.
Looking for a simple way to help kids connect with the Bible? This month, Laugh Again is offering Rethink, Pray, Do by Simon Camilleri, a fun and practical tool for parents and children to explore God's Word together. With colorful illustrations and 4 easy steps, it helps families learn how to read, reflect, pray, and live out Scripture each day. Request your free copy today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.